Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashashi Bhattacharya. President Draupadi Murmu has asserted that only cleanliness will make the country healthy and developed. The president was addressing the Safai Mitra Sammelan at Ujjain in Madhya Pradesh today. She said the cleanliness movement in the last 10 years has become a nationwide campaign, bringing unprecedented changes in the country. President Murmu expressed happiness that several cities in the state have been declared Safai Mitra Surakshit Sheher. The president also honored 5 sanitation workers on the occasion. On the second day of her visit to the state today, the president also virtually laid the foundation stone of 6-lane highway between Ujjain and Indore. More for our correspondent. The Ujjain-Indore 6-lane highway, for which the president has performed the Bhumi Pujan, will be completed at a cost of more than 1,692 crore rupees. The target has been set to build this road in 2.5 years. The Ujjain-Indore 6-lane highway will pave the way for tourism, social and religious development. President Murmu also visited Mahakaleshwar today for the first time. She did Shramdan in the temple premises under the Swachhata Hi Seva Pakhwada. The president will reach Ranchi this evening on a 2-day visit to Jharkhand. 4-day-long mega event World Food India 2024 began at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. It will be witnessing the participation from over 90 countries, 26 Indian states and union territories, and 18 central ministries and allied government bodies. The event promises to be a major convergence of innovation, technology and sustainability in the food processing sector. Food and Public Distribution Minister Prahlad Joshi, Minister for Food Processing Industry Chirag Paswan and Minister of State for Food Processing Industries Ravneet Singh Bittu attended the inaugural ceremony. In a video message on the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said the government is committed to setting global benchmarks for innovation, sustainability and safety in the food sector. He said the government is supporting the farmers with innovative policies and focused implementation. On the participation of several nations in the mega event, Mr. Modi said, "This is an ideal platform to work with the world." Addressing the gathering, Prahlad Joshi stressed on the need to increase quality and branding of the processing product. Speaking on the occasion, Chirag Paswan said the food processing industry makes a significant contribution to India's economy and development, and the World Food India will act as a platform for the industry to gain global reputation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi-led NDA government has completed 100 days of its third consecutive term at the centre. On the occasion, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan listed out 100 days achievements of his ministry in New Delhi today. Talking to reporters, Mr. Chauhan announced that the government will launch a new radio and TV programme, namely Krishi Chopal, from next month to provide information related to agriculture research and technology. The program to be broadcast on Akashvani and Doordarshan is aimed at bridging the gap between farmers and the latest agricultural research and technology and ensuring that vital information reaches those who need it most. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir after the conclusion of first phase. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held an election rally in Srinagar this afternoon. Speaking at the event, Mr. Modi said, "Today the world is watching how the people of Jammu and Kashmir are strengthening India's democracy." He congratulated the people of the Union Territory for coming out in large numbers to cast their votes. Yesterday in the first phase, over 61% polling has been recorded in the first phase of assembly polls. In the second phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Ganderbal is among key constituencies where voting will be held in this phase. Domestic stock market indices Sensex and Nifty today opened at all-time highs on positive investor sentiments after the U.S. Federal Reserve cut its interest rates for the first time in over 4 years. It has reduced the key lending rate by 0.5 percentage points. The BSE Sensex gained 687 points to open at a record high of 83,635. The broader Nifty 50 climbed 197 points to open at a new high of 25,575. In badminton, India's Malvika Bansal advanced into the women's singles quarterfinal of China Open and Changzhou today. She defeated world number 25 Kirsty Gilmore of Scotland in the pre-quarterfinals. Malvika will next face Akane Yamaguchi of Japan tomorrow. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.
Thank you.